There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Will not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. Welcome back. Rolling in on hour number two, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by GECOTacticalHolsters.com. When I'm outside the waistband, that's what I'm wearing. But I do use the incog. I use the incog a lot, too. But tactically, you know, when you're out there talking about a tactical holster, this is why they are the best. They have withstood the test of combat. Go check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Huntsville, Alabama, this past Sunday, a man with a history of domestic violence showed up at his estranged wife's house, armed with a gun. And she grabbed her own firearm to protect herself. And for the first time I've ever, that I've been looking at this, this is where the first time where the defender gets shot by the cops. Because she was subsequently shot by the cops, by responding officers who arrived at the home to find her holding a weapon. Lisa Skinner, 52, had been staying at her mother's home and had an active order of protection against Bradley Skinner, 59, which she had filed because she feared she would become the victim of a murder-suicide. The protective order did not keep her estranged husband away, as none of them do. There's no physical thing about it. It's a piece of paper. He was armed with a pistol and a large knife when he broke out the glass to the back door to gain entry into the home around 6 p.m. Lisa told her mother to leave the house and go to the neighbors to call 911. Then she armed herself with a shotgun and went into the garage. At some point, Bradley fired a shot, and as he continued to make his way towards Lisa and pointed the pistol at her, she shot him in the chest. That should have been the end of the shooting. Responding officers were already on their way and pretty much on site, and they heard the gunshots coming from the house. When they were arrived on the scene, she was still standing in the garage. They ordered her to drop the weapon. She had just shot somebody, okay? So she was going into shock. She turns to the officers, not comprehending what they just said, because she just shot somebody in an enclosed area with a shotgun. And with a shotgun in her hand, and they opened fire upon her, striking her once in the hip. Lisa is expected to recover from her injuries, while Bradley's injuries were determined to be life-threatening. He underwent surgery and was still listed in critical condition. The officer who fired the shots was placed on administrative leave, as is standard protocol. No charges have been filed against either party at this time. That was a bad shoot. That was a bad shoot. Okay, I'm not a police officer. I haven't studied reams and reams and reams. I haven't been to police academy or anything else. I do know what happens when you shoot somebody in an enclosed area. I do know exactly what that is like. And when somebody is yelling at you, they could be yelling at you, you just won the $64,000 question. And your look on your face is going to be the same because you're in shock. And all this lady got for her trouble defending herself against, she made that call right. She was afraid of being a victim of a murder-suicide. Obviously, that's what happened. That's what Mr. Skinner wanted to do, and she stopped it, and then she got stopped for stopping it. There's a picture of her on the ground handcuffed. I understand the handcuffing part. I really want to support law enforcement on just about everything they do. I really do. And at the same time, you know, I have to take into account that they're human and they're subject to all these mistakes and everything else. I guess that's what we got, but at the same time, you can't take those kinds of things back. If you shoot someone, that's not something you can go, I'm sorry, and make it okay. Luckily, they hit her in the hip, which is not a life-threatening injury. Might cause her to limp, which that would bug me if I had to limp for a while because I got shot defending myself. But, you know, that's all beside the point. Well, very much beside the point. In Ann Arbor, Michigan, a priest is telling his parishioners to get concealed carry permits. This priest, citing church doctrine on self-defense in a recent active shooter situation near a high school, told his parishioners to get and carry a gun. And this is coming from Reverend Edward Fry. He explained why he believed it was necessary to get concealed pistol licenses because of recent crime in the area. And he's holding them at his church. When some parishioners questioned his decision, he sent out a pro-gun letter titled, "We're Not in Mayberry Anymore, Toto," a reference to the 1960s era Andy Griffith Show and its portrayal of a fictional North Carolina town, as well as Dorothy's dog from The Wizard of Oz. He wrote, "It's very common for Christians to simply assume that they live in Mayberry, trusting that because they know the Lord Jesus, everything will be fine and nothing bad can happen to them and their families. How to balance faith, reality, prudence, and trust is one of those critical questions that we struggle with all of our lives. Pretending we live in Mayberry, while we are clearly not, can have very negative consequences for ourselves and those we love, especially those we have a responsibility to protect. If we are not in Mayberry, is there a real threat?" One woman in the flock asked the Reverend, or told the Reverend, she was afraid of guns. His response to her was, "How do you feel about being raped?" Go, Reverend. His tough love approach is in line with the Catholic doctrine issued directly from the Vatican, which says you have a right and a duty to armed self-defense. Coming from the Vatican, the legitimate defense of persons and societies is not an exception to the prohibition against the murder of the innocent that constitutes intentional killing. The act of self-defense can have a double effect, the preservation of one's own life and the killing of the aggressor. The one is intended, the other is not. They also write, "Love toward oneself remains a fundamental principle of morality. Therefore, it is legitimate to insist on respect for one's own right to life. Someone who defends his life is not guilty of murder, even if he is forced to deal his aggressor a lethal blow. If a man in self-defense uses more than necessary violence, it will be unlawful, whereas if he repels the force with moderation, his defense will be lawful. Nor is it necessary for salvation that a man omit the act of moderate self-defense to avoid killing the other man, since one is bound to take more care of one's own life than another." I might run afoul of that. I really don't know. I might run afoul of that. Some people will misquote the Bible and misquote the fifth commandment. They misconstrue it to mean that it is never acceptable to take the life of another person for any reason, ever. Protestants and Catholics alike have been taught that human life is sacred. I believe that God helps those that help themselves. I believe that you have a moral obligation to the people that, you know, if you got married, if you had kids, if you have no people, you got parents, anything else, you have an obligation to them to be around, to die a natural death, to go as far as God intends you to go. And if somebody tries and comes to interrupt that, then you have an obligation to interrupt their plans. And you're going to have to get violent to do it. This is not a sin. Preservation of life is never a sin. It's a unfortunate occurrence, but it is never a sin to preserve one's own life. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation with you. In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. Teach a direct action response kit as everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to DarkAngelMedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Hi, it's MZ from KSCO in Santa Cruz, and I'm too excited to sleep. Have you ever been too excited to sleep? In my case, I can't sleep because I'm engaged in my own fun, wonderful, rewarding business in which I do well and do good, lots of good at the same time. The wheels in my head are always turning, coming up with creative ideas to grow this business and to share it with others, train them for free, and get them to my level of success and excitement. This business has no employees, no rent, and no advertising cost. It's a people business that uses phones, video, email, and online technology to spread a very valuable and timely message about health, wealth, and above all, independence. You can get started in this business with as little as $10. But if you can afford an additional one-time charge of $500, you can jumpstart your success. And it doesn't cost anything to watch a 17-minute video all about this amazing business that you too can join and start doing well and do a lot of good at the same time. Go online to this website, TooExcitedToSleep.net. That's TooExcitedToSleep.net. TooExcitedToSleep.net.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, TacticalHolsters.com. Scorpion line is well worth the price of admission. Go check that out. Texas appears poised to join the growing number of states allowing licensed and trained adults to carry concealed weapons for lawful protection on campuses. It's happened in other places already. In Texas, as elsewhere, opponents offer a parade of horribles that are supposed to, you know, will be the supposed result. Heated classroom discussions of Sophocles and quantum mathematics devolving into gunplay. Students who threaten to kill professors who gave them a bad grade. You know, that's just going to happen all over the place. And it's been, you know, in Colorado, they've had licensed handguns for over a decade, and it's never happened. Never happened. It may be helpful to look at the experience there. For most of Colorado's history, firearms were legal on public university campuses. That began to change in 1970 due to concerns about campus violence by terrorist organizations such as the Weather Underground. That means Barack Obama's buddies. 2003, the Colorado legislature enacted the Concealed Carry Act. It was written by County Sheriffs of Colorado, the organization which represents all 62 of Colorado's elective sheriffs. The act passed with broad bipartisan support, including all Republicans and almost every Democrat, except some from Denver and Boulder. The National Rifle Association and the Firearms Coalition of Colorado supported the act. According to the Concealed Carry Act, a carry permit is valid throughout the state with certain exceptions. Private property owners can ban guns on their property. That's what Aurora did at the movie theater. At K-12 schools, guns must be in automobiles but not carried outside the automobile. Government buildings can prohibit licensed carry as long as they make themselves into a genuine gun-free zone. Public entrances such buildings must have security personnel with metal detectors. That is a good thing. Not necessarily something else. The bill has no special exemption for public institutions of higher education. An amendment to create such an exemption was proposed on the House floor and defeated. Of course, since the Concealed Carry Act requires that a permittee be at least 21 years old, most undergraduates will not be eligible for permits. When the Concealed Carry Act became law on July 1st, 2003, Colorado State University, 30,000 students, main campus on Fort Collins, promptly complied. In 12 years of license carry at CSU, they have never been any problems caused by license carriers. Things were different at the University of Colorado, 30,000 students, main campus in Boulder. Then Attorney General Ken Salazar issued a non-binding opinion stating that the University of Colorado did not have to obey the Concealed Carry Act. The University of Colorado is the only institution in Colorado specifically named in the Colorado Constitution, and in some cases that have held that CU does not have to comply with some generally applicable statutes. For some reason, they're just carved out. So they enforce their gun prohibition vigorously based on a 1994 Regent policy that guns are offensive to the university's values. So, for example, getting from one side of Boulder to the other often requires driving through a public street, which cuts through campus. University police would arrest drivers on the street who had a licensed handgun in their automobile driving through the school. Students for Concealed Carry on Campus brought a lawsuit a few years later, represented by attorney Jim Manley, a recent CU Law graduate. It was actually founded on the night of the Virginia Tech murders and advocates for campus safety for students. They lost in the state district court, won in the Court of Appeals. The case went to the Colorado Supreme Court. Sheriffs argue that the right to carry firearms is important for public safety because law enforcement officers cannot be everywhere at once. Further, adults who are granted permits by the sheriffs to carry a handgun anywhere in the state do not become a menace to society when they set foot on campus. As the brief explained, their law, like the law of almost every other state, provides an objective process for issuing permits to responsible adults. In Colorado, an applicant must be 21 years old, pass a fingerprint-based background check, and a safety training class taught by a nationally certified instructor. Even if a person meets all these conditions, the statute instructs the sheriff to deny the application if the sheriff has a reasonable belief that the documented previous behavior by the applicant most makes it likely the applicant would present a danger to self or others. As a result, in Colorado, as in other states, persons with carry permits tend to be highly law-abiding, like everywhere else. From 2009 to 2013, there were 154,434 concealed handgun carry permits issued in Colorado. During the same period, 1,390 permits were revoked. 931 of these were revoked following an arrest. Contrast this with the arrest of over 200,000 Colorado adults in 2013 alone. Pretty law-abiding. 1992, 2002, over 2,000 of the persons interviewed disclosed they had been raped or sexually assaulted in a victimization survey. Of them, only 26 volunteered that they needed a used a weapon to resist. In none of these 26 cases was the rape completed. In none of those cases did the victim suffer additional injury after she deployed her weapon. According to Gary Kleck, card-carrying member of the ACLU, he analyzed a data set of 27,595 attempted violent crimes and 16 types of protective actions. He found that resisting with a gun greatly lowered the risk of the victim being injured or the crime being completed. But in 2013, a bill was introduced to outlaw license carry on all campuses. Rape survivor Amanda Collins testified before the Senate Arms Committee about how a ban on campus carry had affected her life. She was raped within view of the campus police department, which was closed. It took place of just a few feet away from an emergency call box in a safe area. Avi Hudak, state senator at the time, got out there and told Collins that if Collins had been carrying a gun, statistics showed the gun would have been taken from her. Actually, that's not how it works. Avi has since resigned. Actually, Amanda Collins is a black belt in Taekwondo and is very aware spatially and everything, very aware of how to move. She could have gotten the upper hand on her serial rapist who later graduated to murder because he survived raping Amanda Collins. That's bad. She was disarmed in Reno, Nevada. Colorado, the only thing this, you know, in Texas, we'll see. Texas has had their fair share of mass incidents, like Dr. Lagerman was talking about, where it's not just guns. I mean, it's knives. Lone Star College in Texas, right about the same time as Sandy Hook, they had some guy go berserk and slash 13 people. And it was only dumb luck that nobody died. It wasn't because anybody stopped him. It's just because he didn't know how to slash anybody and kill them. That was the saving grace. So, in any event, we'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
From the Frog Lube Lubricant Studio on a Monday, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. I'm going to use my chat room audiences at Google Plus and at the website at lockandloadradio.com, and I'm going to be very politically incorrect here. What I'm going to do is I'm going to pick up this Glock 17 with the RMR mounted to it, and I'm going to aim it at the camera. Now, in a politically incorrect world, those audiences would say, he just aimed the gun at us. Even though I didn't really do it. aimed it at a camera. Virtually, I might have aimed it at a representation of where you are, but it's not really aimed at you. Now, I bring this up because in a lot of the schools, we have this cultural campaign to label firearms and firearm ownership as a socially unaccepted phenomenon. And their little scheme claimed another victim last week when a virtual school demanded that an elementary school student remove an image of a firearm from his online profile. This incident involved Wisconsin Virtual Learning, a public charter school, and it offers Wisconsin's elementary and high school students the opportunity to attend school online from home rather than in a traditional classroom setting. As part of his online school profile, an 11-year-old named Matthew uploaded a picture of a pistol on top of an American flag. A school official contacted Matthew and told him to change the image, stating no guns in school, even virtual schools. Now, this was a bad choice from that school administrator. Matthew's mom, who just happens to be an avid gun rights supporter, contacted WISN radio show host Vicki McKenna, who shared the story with her listeners, as I'm doing with you now. She also told the radio program that she fears Matthew could be expelled for the picture incident, and that her son was previously told by the virtual school that he could not write a paper on the Second Amendment. Despite the glaring absurdity of this particular incident, it is not, he's not the first schoolhouse anti-gun bigotry victim in the virtual realm. In 2013, KNXV-TV reported that a student at Postum Butte High School in Florence, Arizona, was suspended for 3 days after he changed the desktop wallpaper on a school-issued laptop to a picture of a gun. Modern, you know, everybody's out there, all the gun grabbers are talking about stuff like reasonable gun safety regulations. Yet, in schools, there are strict punishments for talking about guns or chewing food into gun shapes or drawing firearms, wearing a T-shirt with a pro-Second Amendment statement. That's not reasonable. That's not common sense. This is political activism. And it's social engineering. And it's wholly designed. I mean, Hitler had this idea. If I've got the youth, I can go forward. Maybe not today, but give me time. They're promoting this idea that firearm and firearm owners are deviant and inherently threatening. This is a violation of the First Amendment for these kids. The fact that this is being targeted on children, on school children, this is conditioning them. This is Pavlovian. Now, this has got to stop. This has got to stop. I don't remember, although I know that I saw political attitudes when I was in school. I'm sure you did too. Sometimes they would be caused by a certain incident. I remember my second grade teacher's brother was a jet fighter pilot in Vietnam. He got shot down and killed, and That changed her. That changed her. But we've got to take back the direction of education. Education should simply be based on fact. Teach them the facts. Teach them this. Teach them math. Teach them language. As they get older, if they want to branch out into stuff like philosophy and political science and everything, of course, let them do that. But in this formative stage, K through 12, they need to be prepared for their next step, whether it's going out into the world or whether it's furthering their education. But they do not need to be socially engineered. This is not the movie Equilibrium. This is America. I sort of miss the days when my sons were younger and I got to bump heads with teachers from time to time because I saw this happen with them. I had one teacher with my youngest son that surprisingly, instead of actually pursuing a career in the more lucrative psychological, psychiatric profession, she decided to be a second or third grade teacher. I can't remember what it was. And in the second or third grade teacher's lexicon, she could determine whether or not a child had ADHD. And she told me that my son had ADHD. She told my wife that too. And she told us that he needed to be medicated. Well, we were concerned. You know, this was back during the 90s when, you know, certain things had not come out just yet. This is our first time across that bridge. So we took him to a doctor. Turns out he was just a little boy. He did not have ADHD. And for the rest of the year, she continued to insist that he had ADHD.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. 800-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
All right, last time today, last swing. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Lubricant Studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. You want to find out what really happens as far as guns are concerned? Don't listen to me. Don't listen to the gun grabbers. Listen to the economics guys. Because economics guys, and I don't want to make them sound like geeks or nerds or anything, but they live for the data. They live for the crunching of the numbers. They don't care which way it takes them. They're completely unbiased as far as that goes. And then when they crunch that data, and when they come to this conclusion, then they are adamant that this is the way this is. Now, when it comes to gun statistics, whether it's self-defense or crime, you can be sure that these guys know what they're doing. Some of the names you've heard of, like John Lott. Prior to John Lott, there was Gary Kleck, who still does stuff along these lines. And now there's Mark Gaius. He's at the Quinnipiac University's Department of Economics. He just published a new study. Well, it's relatively new. He found that between 1980 and 2009, that states with more restrictive concealed carry laws had gun-related murder rates that were 10% higher than those of other states. Gaius also concluded that the state murder rates were 19.3% higher than the federal, when the federal assault weapon and large magazine ban was in effect. Now he says, now this is the economics professor in him, he says that more research is needed to determine whether these gun control laws contributed to or merely coincided with higher rates of crime. Nationally, murder rates have certainly been lower since the federal gun and magazine bans were in effect. The bans went into effect in September of 1994 and expired September 2004. During the 10 years, 1995 to 2004, the average annual murder rate was 6.2 per 100,000. From 2005 to 2012, however, the average rate has been 16% lower at 5.2 per 100,000. Now, here's a couple of conclusions you can come to by these simple findings. in states that has, if they were in the states that have restrictive concealed carry laws, if they were to relax these laws, we would see a 10% drop in gun-related murder. Wouldn't that be good? Wouldn't that be great? Maybe the percentage would be higher. Murder rates have also decreased in as the number of right-to-carry states have increased. From 1987, when Florida adopted its trend-setting right-to-carry law, through 2012, the share of American population living in right-to-carry states rose from 16% to 70%, and the nation's murder rate decreased 43%. You know, when I'm throwing these percentages at you, you need to understand this. A 43% drop in murder, if the population remains the same, is huge. It's gigantic. It's earth-shaking. If the population increases and you still have a 43% drop in murder, that is almost biblical. Nobody talks about that. Why is that? Why is that? If you want to look at it another way, from 1991, when violent crime peaked in the United States, through 2012, 24 states adopted right to carry laws, and 45 states experienced decreases in their murder rates, ranging from 1 to 83%. Similarly, 43 states experienced decreases in their total violent crime rates, ranging from 1 to 65%. That's gigantic. I mean, there's no way to quantify that. Now, there are a lot of people that will look at the Guy study or the Lott studies or the Clay studies. And by the way, these all coincide. And I don't even know if these guys know each other. You can look at these the way they coincide, and the summation that you can make is that, you know, armed America is pretty good. And it benefits everybody to have concealed carriers in their states, to have right to carry provisions in the states, because it creates a specter. Even the anti-gunners benefit from this. Everybody benefits from less crime. So in these states where this has happened, whether it's been the people that have stepped up to the plate and said, I'm going to be self-reliant, or it's the people that have said, you know, I just can't believe we've come to this point. I'll never carry a gun. It doesn't matter. Across the board, it's going down. Violent crime is going down. There are a lot of reasons why the assault weapon ban and everything didn't result in any drop in crime, primarily because nobody uses them in crime. It is so, the number percentage-wise is so small, it barely makes it on the radar. Long guns that are semi-automatic in nature and look closer, you know, look very closely, resembling their military cousins with the full, you know, the chatter switch on the side. Not used very often. They make the news whenever they're used, but not used very often. This study adds to the increasing body of research, concluding that right to carry laws don't increase crime and actually may be reducing it. It also adds to the already substantial body of evidence that restricting general-purpose semi-automatic rifles and limiting magazine capacity doesn't reduce crime. And yet the anti-gun activists out there continue to pretend otherwise. They continue to pretend that this is not the way things are. That you are the issue, that you are the problem. If you have a gun, you've got a problem because you're a criminal in waiting. You're law-abiding until you're not. You are a bomb and the fuse is lit until that one incident that shoves you clean over the edge. And then you're going to become a frothing-at-the-mouth criminal madman, and your gun's going to be blazing in all directions, and golly gee, you can keep firing because you have standard capacity magazines. What could be worse? But that, like the whole guns and bars thing and all this guns everywhere thing in Georgia, that's, you know, all of those misgivings and all of those warnings and everything, they're not happening. I went into a bar the other day to pick up dinner, and I had my gun on me because I can carry a gun into a bar. Restaurant. And when I went in there, I did not survey the people and say, oh my, what a pool of possible victims. I feel this way because I have a gun and I'm in a bar. My only thought process was, I really hope that when I pick this up, it's still hot. That was it. That was all. That's all I had. Because I'm normal. Because I'm rational. The only time I'm irrational is if I'm attacked. If I'm attacked, if it's a physical attack, if it's a criminal attack, I'm going to be more irrational than any criminal could hope to be. And it's going to be over in a flash. And I reserve the right to have that on standby. You were born with it. It's your right. So keep it. We will reconvene in 22 hours. Between now and then, I want you to remember this. It has never been about gun control. Never. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. On a Monday, this has been Lock and Load.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.